The forecasts for Inauguration Day in Washington, D.C. have been reminiscent of the countdown to Y2K a few years ago. Nobody says the computers will crash, but there is talk of as many as 5 million people descending on the nation's capital. For the first time in memory, our metro system urged people, don't take the metro. One hears about bridge closings and no parking spaces north of Richmond or south of Baltimore. Well, I exaggerate, but so evidently did the district officials who put out that 5 million figure. The Secret Service says that's too high. And joining us now is Dan Tangerlini, who is city administrator for the District of Columbia. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
How many people do you expect to be here for the inauguration?
Well, the simple fact is we don't know. So what we have to do is be prepared for the highest end estimates.
And how do you go about estimating that?
Well, that's a more art than a science. I mean, one of the things we're looking at is how many people can the metro carry? How many people have booked flights? How many hotel rooms have sold out? But what we simply don't know is how many people will simply walk here from other parts of the region or neighborhoods, and how many people will try to drive.
If they try to drive across a Potomac River bridge, will they be able to?
Well, if they're in a tour bus, they'll have no problem. If they're in a private automobile, it's going to be a lot harder.
A lot harder.
Impossible on a number of the bridges. And that's one of the issues, is we think that it's important that people, particularly if they think they're going to drive their own vehicle here, have to start thinking about a plan of where they're going to park.
Yeah. I gather there is a no parking zone in the middle of the district. It's the size of many cities where you can't park on location.
Well, small cities. But you're right. There's always a no parking zone and a no traffic zone within the city around the parade route and around the mall. But we've been expanding the parking restrictions so that we can accommodate what could be a completely unprecedented and record number of tour buses.
I want you to talk a little bit about some of the ramifications of the size of the crowd that turns out. You'll have to have an appropriate number of police out there in the streets.
Absolutely. The police is a big issue. Now, we're always recognize the fact that this is a large event. It has security implications, and we bring in an additional 3,000 police officers on your average inauguration. We've actually upped that number to 4,000, and we're working closely with the National Guard to provide additional support for traffic control and other crowd control issues.
If there were 3 to 4 million people who showed up, actually, can the district handle that amount?
Well, we're going to do everything in our power to try to handle that amount. We don't know. We've never had that many people.
And by the way, when you say you've never had that many people, we're not only talking about inaugurations, which I assume are the biggest crowd Washington gets, but that would include big million-man marches and civil rights marches and all that. All of those numbers would be dwarfed by what you're expecting.
All those numbers would be dwarfed. The 4th of July is another big celebration. State funerals have set some of the highest records. The Reagan funeral had set the highest record for transit ridership for a while. But all those events would be well surpassed by the type of crowd that we're looking at for this inaugural.
Well, Mr. Tangerlini, Dan Tangerlini, City Administrator for the District of Columbia, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Well, thanks for having us on.